Weather Event from the Birchfield Penny Art Center is now on display at the New York State Museum in Albany through February 23rd of 2014. Get used to writing that on your checks. It's in the West Gallery at the New York State Museum. Weather Event focuses on Charles Birchfield's depictions of the weather south of Lake Erie, where the artist lived for most of his life. Individual weather events are examined through both an artistic and scientific lens. The exhibition presents the dramatic and complex natural phenomenon chronicled in more than 50 years of Birchfield's writings, drawings, and paintings. To tell us more, we welcome Mark Schamming, director of the New York State Museum, who is in studio with us. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Also joining us, Anthony Bannon, director of the Birchfield Penny Art Center, who joins us on the telephone, as does Tullis Johnson, curator and manager of archives at the Birchfield Penny Art Center. Tullis and Anthony, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good to be with you.
It is a great pleasure to have you with us. Mark, this is a beautiful show that seems almost pitch perfect for your mission at the museum.
Absolutely. You know, there's great art collections and institutions across the state. The New York Board of Regents have dispatched us across state to work with institutions from here to Buffalo to New York City and the North Country. So this is part of an ongoing part of our mission to bring great works of art to Albany and lend things across the state. And so the public gets to enjoy this spectacular collection.
And then when you think about what is actually included in the exhibit of this mixture of nature, of a state history, as well as the science aspect, all of those are great ingredients.
It's a unique exhibition. Birchfield has really become such an important American artist, and the visitors, and I had a great tour with Tullis and Tony Bannon. It's a great mixture of art and science and tremendous visuals, and just an immersive and handsome exhibition, I think, about a great topic.
So tell us a little bit about this exhibit, how it came to be, and how you bring these together in such a way to call it a weather event.
Yes.
I had the great opportunity to work with Dr. Stephen Vermette, who's a climatologist here at Buffalo State, for a presentation during a previous exhibition called Heat Waves in a Swamp, which traveled across the country. And so we had already worked together, and we decided, he started to look at some of the paintings, and his insights were really incredible. He was able to tell us things about some of the work that we might never have really thought about. There's paintings that, were painted on a certain day, so they represent a weather event. And then some of the later paintings that Birchfield made were made over many, many years. So you have a date that might be 1917 to 1956. And so the collection of information that he puts into his paintings tells us more about a climate, which can tell us what to expect from the weather. So Stephen, his insights were really incredible. And there's a painting from 1917 that was done on July 17th. And he was able to tell us that based on the yellow sky in this painting, that it would have been this evening civil twilight, a moment when the sky turns yellow right before it goes dark. And he was able to tell us that this painting was made at exactly, or it's depicting a moment exactly 8 p.m. on July 16th of 1917. And so these kinds of insights really led to a wonderful exhibition, and we're able to teach people a little bit about climatology and meteorology through the work of Charles Birchfield.
And I'm curious, Tony, as to how this obviously is one aspect of Birchfield's work, one aspect of your museum, but I assume it opens up the doors and gives people a taste of what your institution is all about.
Well, thank you for noticing that. It's so important that we pay attention that art is not something that happens in an aesthetic vacuum, but that out of the tradition of a great university discipline, we have an opportunity to examine the whole cloth, the complete picture. Tullis spoke about identifying a moment in 1917. That's a lot of fun, isn't it? That we have art that endures and is timeless and projects us into the future, indeed, with the way in which we are able to create our own conscious presence in life. But then we have an opportunity to understand the sky, that moment in 1917. What a delight, and what a delight to have an opportunity to look through the lens of science as well as through the lens of art. And in every respect, we're a center for the conversation of what it means to be alive in culture. And as such, we are keen on engaging all aspects of that picture, the science, the art, the economics, the politics of the things before us.
I wish politicians got along like art museums do. You guys seem to have it all together, Mark.
You know, it's sort of in our DNA to share art and get it out and get it in front of people and do it in a really smart way. One of the great things with this exhibition, it ranges from very finished watercolors and oil paintings and many, many, many drawings that he made. And if it wasn't said, with some of the drawings, there's a little symbol where you can use your QR reader on your phone. It'll give you the weather report from that day, from the moment that Birchfield made that sketch.
That's cool.
It really brings it
that's
it's
really
alive.
Neat.
And the Birchfield Center, if it's gone unsaid, is a spectacular museum in Western New York. It's part of Buffalo State College. And Tony, you could correct me. I believe they have over 25,000 works of art from this very, very important American artist. So.
Oh, yeah. We have 25,000 works by Charles Birchfield.
Yeah.
Let's take the number up to well above 50,000 for the total holdings.
Yeah. And how do you, and I guess tell us, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, of how in putting together a collection you try to, because I assume, this tour is not just to the New York State, you do other tours as well, I would assume?
Certainly, we send traveling exhibitions around whenever we can. This is the second showing of this exhibition. We did have it here in 2012.
And
we're positioning for this exhibition to go to the Art Gallery of Ontario, and we're working on an exhibition now of Birchfield's works with the Andrew Wyeth Museum in Brandywine, Pennsylvania.
Oh, one of my favorite places. So there's a lot of great stuff. So you can get a taste for the Birchfield Penny Art Center by going to the New York State Museum through February 23rd, and then better yet, take a trip and go see the Birchfield Penny Art Center for yourself. Mark, in our few remaining moments here, I want to get to some other great stuff that's happening at the museum, because this is but just one of many exhibits, and one of them brings us back to the 1960s.
Yes, 60 from the 60s is open. This is 60 really important photographs from the George Eastman House that's curated and on a tour. And again, another spectacular collection here in New York State coming to us from Rochester. And it's 10 important photographers from the 1960s, such as Harry Callahan, Hollis Frampton, Robert Heineken, Marilyn Mark, Siskin, Winogrand, and others. And it's a great view of sort of some divergent photography that was happening in the 60s. Some of it is what you would expect, and some of it is very, very different, but a chance to see really 60 masterworks that are on loan from the Eastman House, from their tremendous collections. That's on view through March 9th. It's a must-see. It's a handsome exhibit.
And then you also have some items from the New York State Military Museum that are on display.
Yeah.
Bringing us to the Civil War.
Yeah. That's, you know, we have this great Civil War exhibition, Irrepressible Conflict, which will be open through March. Our Civil War in New York and the Civil War exhibit has been extremely popular. It's been very well attended, and we add galleries to it. We knew there were three paintings made by Sanford Gifford, who was a really significant Hudson River School painter from New York State. He was from Saratoga area, and he enlisted in the 7th Regiment in 1861 and made sketches and paintings. We're exhibiting three major works there at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in the Smithsonian last year as part of our Civil War exhibition. So we went to the great museum in Saratoga, the Military Museum, and met with the general of the New York State Militia, who we asked, and the curators turned the paintings over to us. So it's a great opportunity to see some works by a very important Hudson River School painter who is also a a soldier, he volunteered in the Civil War. Fascinating aspect.
Again, you can find out all of this information. You can go to our website, and we have a link to the museum's website as well as the Birchfield Penny Art Center, and you can find out more information about them. Tell us, what's it like to see this art that usually hangs on your walls in another place? Is that fun?
It's really wonderful, yeah. You know, the space there is a little bigger than the exhibition we had here, so we added a few different things and oriented them a little bit differently. It's really wonderful to see them in that space. There's a room that's all paintings of hot weather and a room that's all paintings of cold weather. And it was really great to put the exhibition together for the New York State Museum.
Hey, Joe, that's a great point, you know, that we have an opportunity to see Birchfield's works in context of the other amazing holdings and exhibitions at the State Museum. And what a treasure that museum is, and what a thrill we have before us to contextualize the Birchfield's work within the other achievements in New York State.
Well, it's all good stuff. You can find out more information by going to our website, wamc.org. Weather Event from the Birchfield Penny Art Center is now on display at the New York State Museum through February 23rd, 2014, in the West Gallery at the New York State Museum. Go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, for more information. Mark Schamming, Anthony Bannon, and Tullis Johnson, I thank you very much. Blessings for a great holiday, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe.
A great pleasure.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.